You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're devoting the hour to a little bit of storytelling from our Cap Radio colleagues, sharing some fun, wacky, and meaningful stories about the memories that shape their definition of family. When Cap Radio data reporter Emily Zentner thinks of Thanksgiving, her fondest memories are tied to her late Aunt Terry and a promise about minced pie that Emily has kept in the years since her aunt's passing.
Thanksgiving was the only time of year that we were allowed to eat anywhere but the kitchen at my nanny's house. It always felt like a high-stakes affair, being able to bring food onto the white carpet of the formal dining room. I come from a big Italian-American family, so Thanksgivings tended to be a little hectic, with lots of laughing and yelling and good-natured bickering. We'd cram around the table by the china cabinet for turkey and stuffing and Watergate salad, followed by some highly competitive board games. I'm the second youngest of my cousins, and growing up, I always felt a little out of place at Thanksgiving. Too young to help with the food or join in on the board games. But my Aunt Terry always made me feel like I belonged. After she died, I felt a little unmoored around the holidays. My Aunt Terry died of colon cancer on September 6, 2004. I was 7 at the time, and she'd been sick most of my life. My memories of her are hazy and childlike, things like watching Franklin in bed with her and her taking me to get my first manicure. I've missed her every day since 2004, but the weight of her loss has grown heavier as I've grown older. It's an incomplete missing, blurred by time. It feels so strange and far away, but like an open wound at the same time, to miss someone I never got the chance to fully know. No matter how sick she was, my aunt was always excited to see me. She spent a lot of time in what we called the Murphy bedroom at my nanny's house because it had a big wardrobe that folded out into a bed. I remember running to the room to see her and my mom and my nanny talking with me in the dark hallway, preparing me for how tired she would be. But every time I peeked my head around the accordion doors of the bed and caught her eye, she had the biggest smile for me. Over the years, I've listened intently to every anecdote about her and tried to memorize her picture. Anything to bring me closer to her. As a kid on Thanksgiving and Christmas, I always wanted to sit next to her. She made me feel in on the joke, and I remember lots of laughing. My mom always said she had a great laugh. My aunt was the kind of person who knew how to make everybody feel special. She never failed to make a fuss about every picture I drew her or a little gift I found for her. She and I both loved the color purple, and it's been my favorite color ever since. I'm not sure if it's because I like the color at this point or because it reminds me of her. I wear a little purple ring that used to be hers on my pinky finger. Terry loved to tease, whether it was my cousins or my mom or her husband, my Uncle Martin. One Thanksgiving, when I was about 5, I was sitting between her and my Aunt Patty at dinner when my nanny brought out a mince pie for my mom. My mom loves mince pie, and it's always been a production at Thanksgiving because no one else does. It always looked especially yucky to me, brown and glossy and slimy. When my nanny would get it for my mom, we would all heckle her and make a fuss about how gross it was. I remember my aunts and my mom bickering and teasing about the pie that year when my Aunt Terry leaned down and invited me in on the fun. That day, she asked me to make a promise. To never, ever even try a slice of mince pie, no matter how much my mom asked me to. A few years later, she was gone. My aunt was very, very sick for most of my life, but she never really seemed that way to me. I knew she was sleepy and nauseous a lot, and I remember one morning waking up to learn everyone had had to rush to the hospital in the middle of the night while I slept in my nanny's bed. But she was all fun and games with me, always ready to watch cartoons or joke around. I never saw the slow death like my mom or my nanny or my Uncle Martin did. In my aunt's last days, my mom went down to Southern California to be with her. I think I knew why she was there, but I didn't understand it. When my dad told us she was gone, it felt so sudden and unexplainable. She just wasn't there anymore. Since then, I feel like I'm digging up little pieces of her to try to feel her close to me, gathering up all the memories I can and stashing them to fill the hole she left behind in me. I remember one day when my parents were moving out of their house. I found a bunch of congratulations cards from family members from when I was born. As I read through them, a few of them mentioned how much I looked like Terry as a baby. I've always held on to that we looked like each other as babies. It feels sacred. My mom tells me all the time how much I remind her of her older sister. Usually when I'm at my most badly behaved, doing things like refusing to let another driver merge into my lane on the freeway. That's my favorite, when I get to hear about the ways I've grown into her. One thing that nags at me about her loss is that I never got to know her as two adults. Would our relationship have survived my teenage? Would she have loved what I grew into? When my mom tells me these things, it makes me feel like she knew me and she loved me, even the parts of me she never got to meet. These little fragments mean everything to me. And that's why, to this day, I have kept my promise. I have never, not ever, not even tried a bite of mince pie. Even when my mom has begged me, which she does. But a promise is a promise, and I think my Aunt Terry would be proud.
That is Cap Radio data reporter Emily Zentner talking about her late Aunt Terry and keeping a promise about minced pie. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio.